All right, dude, let's do it.
Okay, so ladies, this is the Struggling Sisters episode of the, what is this podcast called?
This is called The Struggle Wow Project.
Gosh, I should know that.
What would you do without me?
I don't know, but I've been saying Mom Struggling Well in my head lately.
Really?
What is that about?
I don't know. I think you should probably go speak to a counselor about that.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, we are going to be talking about mental health this week.
Yes.
Interestingly, Katie brought this up as a possible topic, and I had just been to my counselor, who I go to with no shame. I love her. Her name is Tammy. She is saving the world one person like me at a time.
Aw.
Anyway, she's lovely. And so I told her that everybody, all the patients at my work, were acting so unusual.
Yeah.
So unusual. And I know that sometimes you're on a full moon, that really happens.
Right.
I remember when I was in the prison as a worker, not an inmate, when I was there, all kinds of stuff would happen around the full moon. And my friend who, she worked in mental health, it just, things act up around the full moon. But this wasn't around the full moon, but it was, because we're recording this about 2 weeks early, it was around the beginning of the season change. And they say around like the change of seasons to summer and then the change of season to winter.
Yeah.
Things get a little kooky for people, especially when the time changes and the seasons change. So this is prime time for things to go a little wonky.
Right.
For everybody. So that made sense. Because she said she has had to admit more people than ever that past week. And she never has to do that hardly.
Oh.
So it's not just me or you wanting to talk about mental health. It's like,
it's a thing
right now.
Right. I'll tell you, I called and set up counseling with somebody today too.
Well, my goodness.
My goodness. I should have done it months ago, but I finally did it today. And the thing that I'm so excited about is I actually have to do it over the phone because of my husband, Brandon and I's, our schedule.
You have to do the counseling over the phone?
Have to do it over the phone. There are zero times where we are free for enough time to go see somebody or meet.
That's so hard.
Yeah, but it's good. I mean, they have it over the phone, so I'll try it.
That's great.
It's better than nothing. And I couldn't find any in my area. So I was like, well, this is silly. I can look anywhere if it's over the phone.
True.
So the only other zip code I know is Mesa, Arizona. So I just put that in. And there's a girl. And I had never seen, you know, people will say, you know, you read their description and it says, you know, cognitive behavioral, whatever.
Yeah.
And I do EMDR, or I do this or that.
Yeah.
And one of her things was humor. And I was like, yes. So I called her.
Fun.
Yeah. Cause why not? I've never had anybody list that before.
I love that she listed that.
Yeah. I mean, she also has like a degree and things like that.
Good.
She's not just a comedian, a funny girl.
Not a stand-up comic. Okay, good. Well, that's fun. Now, can I ask you, and you can decline to answer. You can plead the fifth if you want, but...
Decline.
Okay, already. That was a little
okay,
early.
Sorry.
What was the thing that made you decide to go? Because I know some listeners are like, you know, when is it time? Do I actually have something I need to talk about, or am I just being dramatic? We like to downplay our own problems. I think we're being silly.
I think we do. Yeah, I think we downplay our problems. So in January, I lost my mother-in-law, and I feel like we're dealing with it I think everyone's doing a pretty good job.
Okay.
But I was the one in the family that was like, everyone has to go to counseling.
Yes.
We're all on fire and everybody has to go to counseling. And they all did. And then I just didn't. Oh. So I'm like, what's wrong with me? But that's my personality.
Yes.
I'm a helper. I'm not a help your freaking self, not
yes.
go crazy.
Yes.
So, and it's been a long time. So it doesn't feel as, I don't know, it doesn't feel as like dire, but mm-hmm. I know that there's always something that I can gain from it.
Yeah.
I think anybody yeah. can.
I'm so glad that you're doing that because it is like you to not do that for you.
I know. And I don't want to be that person.
Way to go.
Go me.
Man.
Can't wait to laugh my way through this awful thing that's happened.
Oh, man. I hope it goes super well.
I do know.
Okay. So we were going to start with some strange arrests that have happened. It was funny because you said you found some. And then the next day, my husband sent me an email and he had found a bunch with he didn't even know that you we were even talking about this.
Oh, funny.
So,
look at
yeah.
all these things falling into place. It's like this episode was meant to be.
Oh, my goodness.
And all of this was sparked by Justin Bieber.
Yeah, tell me about that. I didn't even know. Thanks for keeping me hip.
You're welcome. So he just needs to take a mental health break. He's had depression publicly and stuff. And, you know, Justin Bieber, he's like a silly guy. But he's, you know, I was thinking about it. I just think about Justin Bieber.
Just the Biebs.
Like I always do.
Pondering the Biebs.
And he's only 25 now. And so he got famous when he was just a little guy.
That's so it's got to be so hard.
It's got to be really hard.
I mean, I wanted to be one of the Judds so bad when I was little.
Yes.
It never happened, by the way. But
if
it had...
Which one did you want to be?
Well, I wanted to be... I know that Ashley Judd is the youngest sister.
Yes.
But I wanted to be, like, grafted in as, like, an adopted youngest sister. Ashley, you go be in movies. I will sing with Winona and Naomi.
Okay. You wanted to get in on their crazy dynamic?
No, but they would have been nice to me. I would have been the new person.
Oh, okay.
I would have been the darling, the youngest. You know how everybody likes the youngest better than everybody
got
else.
It. Yes. What? Yes, of course I do.
You've lived it. You understand.
Yes. Would you have gone with the Winona hair? The red hair?
Well, I think I kind of would have to, right? Like, to fit in. It would have been like my stage persona.
Okay.
So anyway, all I'm saying is I could have been like Justin Bieber and having to have a mental health break at 25.
Okay, so you're identifying with the Biebs.
Really closely.
Okay.
Really feeling it.
Okay, so this was a while ago that he went on a mental health break, and
okay.
I've just been pondering it for a while. But today I went to go look up, like, how is Bieber doing? And he's collaborating with...
Kanye West.
No.
Scoopity-doop.
Poop diddy whoop. If you guys haven't heard that song, Kanye West has a song about poop, and nobody knows why, but apparently it's cool. What's that guy's name?
Oh, Lionel Richie?
Like... No. James Brown. No, he's got that Castle on a Hill song, and I'm in love with the shape of you.
Coldplay.
Yes. The point is, Bieber is...
Bobby Brown.
Collaborating with people now. He no longer needs to be on a break. Now he's back in action. It wasn't much of a break, and now I'm worried about him. I feel like he needs to take more time off.
Bieber, please. This is an intervention. We've called everybody here today. Just, it's for you.
Baby, 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 oh.
BioClarity is a clean and green skincare brand that has products that just work. What healthy eating does to your body, BioClarity does for your face. Their skincare line has easy-to-use regimens that are good for you and will give you great skin. I love their clear skin routine. It helps me out on a regular basis. It has 3 steps to help you get rid of breakouts, clears up your skin, it calms your skin down, and it also helps with redness. I love the moisturizer because it's very light. When you put it on, it doesn't just kind of make you feel greasy. Ugh, I hate that. Their products are 100% vegan, cruelty-free, paraben-free, sulfate-free, artificial fragrance-free, and as if you needed another free, they have a risk-free money-back guarantee. So get healthier, more radiant skin by going to BioClarity.com. And my listeners are going to save 40% on your skincare routine. Plus, you're going to get an additional 15% off everything on their site. It's a very incredible deal. But you need to enter my code SWP at checkout. So go to bioclarity.com and get 40% off of skincare routines plus an additional 15% off everything on the website when you use my code SWP at checkout.
So some celebrity arrests. Jack Osborne, Ozzy Osborne's son.
Oh, okay. First of all.
He attacked a cop.
It goes without saying Ozzy Osborne's son is going to have some issues.
Oh, Jack Osborne had glasses.
Oh, never mind.
Glassy for a minute. Okay, Kodak Black.
Hold it. Well, okay, so what did Mr. Osborne do? He did what to a cop?
Oh, he attacked one. That's all I know.
That's all you know.
No, I'm not going deep.
Why?
Well, you don't care about this show?
Okay.
Julian Assange. Assange.
Bless him. That I know about. That is some freaky, interesting situation. He lived in the embassy for like 8 years.
He never was allowed to come out. He never came out the whole time.
He rode a scooter around. He threw like basketballs against the wall all the time. He basically drove this embassy employees crazy for almost a decade.
That's crazy.
That lunatic.
People are weird. Okay, here's a good one. Mama June from Honey Boo Boo. Do you know the mom from Honey Boo Boo?
Well, I mean, I know of the situation, but I don't. Yeah. What about her?
That's all I know, too. Uh-oh. Is there a bad situation?
I think Honey Boo Boo is itself a bad situation. I'm not sure. Yes. It's a reality. Wasn't it like a princess?
I don't know. She was like yeah, that's about all I know, too. Anyway,
so
she had some DRUG paraphernalia.
That for is for the
3-year-olds. So that wasn't great for her.
Now they're going to start saying paraphernalia. How dare you?
That would be so cute. Please send in your videos of kids saying paraphernalia. Lori Loughlin indicted college admission fraud.
Oh, is that the girl from Full
Aunt
House?
Aunt Becky. Yeah.
Aunt Becky. I always knew she was up to no good. No, but that's crazy.
Shady lady.
What if we do this thing where our kids just freaking take a test? And if they do good, they go to a good college. And it doesn't matter anyway. You are famous and you are rich. How about we don't even go to college? Why don't you just backpack across Europe? Gosh, figure it out. Freaking Richie Riches.
It's all about that status. But wasn't it not even that cool of a college?
Was she trying to get into like community college? Mesa Community College?
It was Mesa Community College.
Phoenix.
So that was all just in 2019.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I found, because it's a change of seasons and people are having some mental health issues.
Right.
I found 4 that just happened in April.
Okay.
I did verify them all.
Okay.
To make sure, because I know I'm still a little sensitive, still a little tender about you thinking I bring up some fake news. It's some real news. Number 1, in Fresno. I'm not laughing about this. It's just like crazy situation.
Okay.
So picture this. Some people go, they want to celebrate Easter with actual bunnies, as you do. I don't know what happens. You don't think it's going to be a highly charged situation, but maybe the first man didn't get the bunnies. Maybe he didn't have enough money. Maybe there weren't enough bunnies. Maybe everybody arrived at the same time. Man number 1 left without a bunny, came back and beat the second man to death over the bunnies.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding. Over bunnies.
Well, it goes without saying, it wasn't about the bunnies.
It's a lot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know. Like, did the first man then buy the bunnies and say, kids, you have no
Thank
idea
you.
What I had to go through?
That's awful.
Whatever. This is so weird.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, next
Fresno.
Story.
Fresno. Nashville. Fresno. A man comes home to find on his couch an additional man who had broken in, naked as a jaybird, drinking some juice. The first man said, homie, this is my house. Can you get out of here? He wouldn't leave. Naked juice man would not leave the house. So he had to call the cops and say, can you come get this naked man off my couch? I don't know him. He's drinking my juice. I got to get a new couch now. Got a naked man butt.
Whose juice was it?
Do you find that to be the largest problem? I don't even know whose juice it was. But he wouldn't leave the house.
That's crazy.
That's really something. Okay. Number three, an activist in London. There's been a rash of protests in London, and the people are trying to draw attention to climate change.
Okay.
I thought they were trying to protest climate change at first, which I thought, I don't know if that's helping. I don't know if your protest is changing the environment. But anyway, they're trying to draw attention to climate change by gluing themselves to things. A woman decided she had not known, I don't think, how sensitive these areas are. She glued her breasts to the road.
What?
In London to draw attention to climate change. Do you see the connection? I don't.
I do not. I do not see it.
Most all of the nerve endings in your body are now glued to asphalt.
Ooh.
They're going to now need to be ripped off so that you can go to jail. Nobody's thinking about climate change.
No. That definitely is going to get lost. Yeah. Oh my gosh. What glue do you use for body parts? I mean, super glue that, like, works.
Gorilla glue?
Gorilla glue. Interesting.
I don't even know. Depends on how hairy your boobs are, I guess.
Yuck. I can't imagine.
Maybe give them a good wax.
Maybe.
So gross. Okay. My fourth and final arrest this month. A man was arrested in Ohio this week. He got mad at the manager of the Perkins, which I think is kind of like Luby's. I think it's like a buffet.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, he got arrested because the manager came out. For some reason, they had words, maybe over Easter bunnies, maybe over climate change. Mm-hmm. We don't know.
Maybe just buffet macaroni.
Man, the temperature was all wrong. The sneeze guard was at the wrong angle. He threw an iguana at the manager.
Oh my gosh.
I am so sorry. He literally, and it said this in all the sources, swung the iguana around by the tail and then just let it go. The iguana's name was Copper, if you're interested in the details. He flung it at the, as if the manager of the Perkins is not like, what is my life anyhow? Like, I am in charge of this nasty buffet and iguanas are flying at my face. I hope he's really rethinking some things.
Right. How much do you need to get paid an hour to have a job where one of the side effects, what is it, consequences of having that job?
Flying reptiles.
I'm still thinking about the naked juice man.
Yeah, you're kind of perseverating on that.
What would it take to get you, Emily Thomas, to just go into a stranger's house naked and drink juice on their couch and not leave? And this guy did it.
For free 90 free.
Right.
So you're talking about like money, like what kind of compensation would I need?
Yeah.
Okay. If I know at the end, I'm not going to be arrested for indecent exposure, which this guy was.
Okay.
And if the juice is like super good, like some kind of mango pina colada, like tropical-y juice. If I could like maybe get a month in Europe to go wherever I want, like all expenses paid, European trip.
Oh, yeah.
But also, I'm not going to get arrested because I'm very afraid of that.
You have to go to Europe.
And I get a tropical juice on the couch. I would sit there naked and not move.
Absolutely.
What about you?
Identical.
Would we sit next to each other on the couch? Can we be on the same couch? And then we can
go sit on your lap. I don't care. We're going to Europe.
No. You're not going with me if you were on my lap.
Okay.
No.
You have fun. So many rules.
Let's figure out if we can do this.
Okay, who's going to fund it? Justin Bieber?
Now you're talking. Okay, winter is coming to an end. And with the season change, it's kind of a good idea to get into some good habits. Something I'm doing this year is starting back up my subscription with Care Of. Care Of is a subscription vitamin service. They also now have protein powders, which are very delicious. And they have an online quiz that lets you know exactly what you need to be taking. It helps you learn if you're getting enough protein, fiber, and good fats. Taking care of your health should be easy and convenient. Care Of has little tiny vitamin packs that you can throw in your bag when you head out the door every morning, which is exactly what I've been doing lately. I really enjoy knowing that I'm taking exactly what my body needs, and I really enjoy that I can take it conveniently. So for 30% off of your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter SWP30. Again, you'll get 30% off of your first Care Of order if you go to takecareof.com and enter
promo code SWP30. I hope that you love Care Of as much as I do. I really think you will.
Okay, so we want to talk about our own mental health and when we know that we're heading down the wrong, like we can tell I'm about to be naked on some man's couch and I won't leave. I am demanding a trip to Europe. We know that things are wonky in our brains. How do you know when things aren't like going well for you? Because it happens to everybody.
Yes, this actually just happened the other day. I get really nitpicky. It mostly is just, I guess, my family, because they're the ones that are right in front of me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm like hard on myself. Like, I just get very type A, like, what's going on? What, you couldn't do that? You know, I just get a little crazy, uptight. Yeah. And then I'm like, why am I so miserable? And why is everybody else so miserable? Oh, I've made them miserable. What's going on with me?
Yeah.
So that's me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you stole my answer. I get super perfectionistic. Like everything is wrong and all of you are the reason and everybody needs to. Don't just get moving. You need to kick it into high gear 5 minutes ago.
That's exactly what it is.
And there's no way that anybody can be successful because while they're doing the one thing, I'm telling them, why didn't you do this other thing? And so they're like, okay, I'll do that. Well, what about the first thing? Oh, it's terrible.
It's so bad, but at least we can see that we're doing it and we can stop it.
Yeah. Before we're naked, drinking the juice.
I'm out at the moon, drinking a pina colada. And I'm like, I gotta stop. Something's not right.
Man, like gluing my boobs to the ground. Rewind a couple minutes, take a deep breath, put the glue away, put your shirt back on, for heaven's sakes. Everybody already knows about climate change, Emily. So, this whole show, Struggle Well Project. Yeah. Still thinking about the title. It is about perspective shifts. And right. So I wanted to talk about how have you been struggling well since we talked last?
Okay. It was a pivotal moment for me. This actually happened the other day. And
I'm glad you're not making stuff up.
This is real life. Fact check this. No, but I wrote it down to talk about as like a giving me life thing. But then this perfect interview, I mean, podcast came upon us.
Yes.
I was sitting in the bleachers at swim lessons, my first swim lessons for the kids here. It's like our first kind of like sport activity thing in Connecticut. Okay. I was just feeling this is exactly where I'm supposed to be right now, which is weird feeling for me because we move around a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't actually feel like this is our home or anything.
Because you're going to be moving. You know you're going to be moving again.
Exactly. And so we like it here, but we're not, you just don't put down roots or feel any kind of special feelings about a place when you know you're not going to be there forever, you know?
Yeah.
And it's also been a weird season. This whole beginning of the year has been hard with losing somebody that's close to us. It's just been a weird, I just felt like, oh, we started 2019 and we're here now. And this is exactly what we're supposed to be doing. It's just a very weird feeling. Just like enjoying our kids, trying. Yeah. And it's kind of working. It just felt a good feeling. Good. I don't really know if that's a perspective shift or like a feels like a light went on.
I love that.
Yeah.
Like you're present, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And also you started working at Starbucks. Like you've had a lot of changes happen. So I think sometimes we don't realize that we should let ourselves be like, oh, things are weird right now.
Yeah.
And it's not
bad.
Well,
when you're in the middle of it, yeah, you can kind of look back and be like, well, that was crazy, but here I am now and it's not so bad where we're at right now.
I'm so glad. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Okay, so a couple years ago when I first started this podcast, actually, my husband had gotten laid off.
Right.
And it was super stressful. This time around, it has not been super stressful, which is good. I feel like it's helpful. Also, though, I'm noticing because he's got more time, we're doing stuff like going to Target together as a family or going together to take the kids to school in the morning. And usually I would be like, that's a waste of time. Like, why don't you do this thing and I'll do this thing and we'll you know what I mean? And so we've been doing things together and having a lot of fun. And my perspective shift has been like, it's fine if we take an hour and do this thing together, which it's not a waste of time. It's like called living your life, you crazy.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm learning to be a little less hyper obsessed with accomplishment and just enjoying my family. Like, we played Sorry last night. Mom brought it when she came to visit, and till way past the kids' bedtime, and it was so fun.
I love that.
So anyway, I don't know if it's they're getting older or what, but I think I'm enjoying my life more and accomplishing less and being fine with it.
That is so cool. And that's a big deal for you. And I know your husband so well too, that he is that kind of person.
Yes.
Like, take the long way around and talk while you're doing it. And obviously, and the kids are going to love it too, because they're kids and they don't want to do all the accomplishing things.
Right. So really, I'm getting on board with their speed, and it turns out it's really fun.
That's so cool. I love that.
Yeah, it's good.
So the Struggs wrote in a lot of their perspective shifts, and I love them.
Tell me them.
I think it's so sweet. So this one I thought was interesting. So you have taken this class before. Struggling well for the last 9 months in recovery from pride, control, and codependence in Celebrate Recovery. Is that what you did?
Yes. It's like regeneration is what I did. But yes, it's based on Celebrate Recovery, which is basically like Alcoholics Anonymous, but not just for alcohol. And instead of higher power, the higher power is Jesus.
Okay. So yeah, that's what she says. It's faith-based. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was so cool that that even exists. And some people don't know that there are like things like that out there.
Yes. Celebrate Recovery is all over the country. You can just Google it.
Okay.
Also, what my church has specifically is called Regeneration. And that is also all over the country now.
I love that.
Yeah.
Have you ever talked about it on the podcast before?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Well, so she explains a little bit about it. She's had to take inventory of past hurt. So that does sound like Alcoholics Anonymous type stuff.
Step four, and it's so intense.
That sounds really hard.
It's really good, though. But you have to go to sleep afterwards because you're exhausted.
Oh, I bet.
Because you have to tell people. You have to, like, tell a group of people.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, it's not crazy. It's so good for people that need that.
What's so good about it is that they will tell you patterns that they see that you can't see because you're too involved in your own life.
Okay.
And it's so helpful to have them say, do you realize that at the start of something, you tend to do X, Y, and Z, or do you see your pattern of this and that? It's really good.
Anybody could benefit from that.
100%.
So anyway, and then she also talked about how the childcare there is great and it's just changed her life. And I think that's fantastic.
I love it. We are worth investing in, even if it is annoying and inconvenient.
Okay, so here's another one that was popular, and it's about anxiety.
Okay.
So she says, I feel like the Holy Spirit has been showing me that anxiety isn't who I am or even part of me that needs to be defeated. Mm. It's a part of me, my very active imagination focused on the wrong things. Mm. Isn't that so smart and sweet? And then some other girls were saying, oh my gosh, that's how I feel. I, you know, my so-and-so has anxiety and struggles with that, or my daughter. And now I can talk to her about a perspective shift that she can have, and maybe it turns a light on for her. And I just think it's so nice that there's this community of people who are talking about some crazy things, but it's real life.
Yeah.
And everyone's benefiting from it. So
I just heard this thing I had never heard about before. But so if you're thinking, it's like, think of your forearm and your fingers. Have you heard of this? You're like, I've heard of my forearm. What are you talking about? The forearm is like the thing, like the problem. And we somehow think like we know exactly why that thing is happening. But there's a lot, like having an active imagination or worrying about something. But if you think about like off of this, there's five fingers.
Yes.
If you have five fingers, I don't want to assume everyone has
anybody
five.
Out.
No, everyone's included, no matter how many fingers you have. Make yourself think of five possible reasons that thing's happening, because we think we know the one reason, but we're so often wrong.
Yeah.
So the concept of like, there's five things, like make yourself think of, I mean, we do have an active imagination, but we like focus on this negative outcome when there could be lots of other possibilities.
Right.
I don't know. Someone just said that was a way that they kind of help make themselves get off of this negative fixation they have.
That's a good idea. And also, because if you're not inclined to just, if you're not the kind of person to just always think positively.
It makes you.
Right.
It's good.
Yeah. And also to think about yourself like you would be talking to a friend. Like you would never say all the awful things that you would say to yourself, you're to right. a friend. Yeah.
Unless you're like a super bad friend.
Unless you're a complete jerk. Something else that you told me a long time ago that I thought was so great that somebody else was writing in talking about how they've had a perspective shift on how they think about their husband or, you know, their bad attitude towards him. Mm-hmm. Or somebody else was talking about their husband's bad attitude and what how they have shifted their perspective on what they're going to let that do to them. What yeah. are they going to do with that bad attitude?
Yeah. What did I say that was so great?
This was a long time. It was when I first got married. And it was, okay, so we're both kind of like uptight, especially when it what? Comes to like cleaning. I'm so
How
sorry.
How dare you? Okay, just, continue.
I'm sorry to break it to you. You didn't learn this in any of your counseling. when I first got married, if I would come home and see a mess, I would get upset. It would be really not even something to worry about. And you would say, sometimes if I'm on my way home or something and I can tell I'm in a bad mood, you said, I think about it as if I'm at a job interview for him. So like you just think about all their good qualities and it's real life. But you just think about all the things that really are great about that person. And it puts in perspective like, oh, so they put their socks in the living room. That's not my favorite, but really, you know, they provide for me and they yes. love me to death and all the good qualities.
That's so
I like
good.
That. And I totally do that all the time. The job interview thing, I think about it all the time.
So the idea is that you kind of have to make yourself kind of brag on them.
Yeah.
Instead of thinking about how you wish they would do the dishes for once in their life.
And it really does minimize. I mean, who freaking cares?
Exactly.
There were some funny perspective shifts.
Tell me.
Talking about how when you have young kids and you're always thinking, man, it'd be great when they get older. You were just talking about this on Just Em, you know, or it would be nice when they can get their own food, when they can play together nicely, blah, 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 blah. Try to always follow it up with what I love about this stage right now, when it's right in front of me, even if it includes a baby taking off his poop diaper and sitting those juicy butt cheeks on the rug. That's so funny, juicy butt cheeks. That's so disgusting.
That's but they're a lot so about... cute, those giant baby butts.
Not when they're juicy with poop.
Oh, well, I wasn't thinking juicy like that. I meant like...
Oh, there was a poop emoji.
Oh, okay.
That... So it painted a picture.
Yeah, I don't think they meant juicy with poop, though. That's gross.
Taking off his poop diaper and sitting those juicy butt cheeks on the rug.
Ew. Never mind.
It's cute, though. It is cute and funny, but less cute.
I hope the rug was already brown, naturally. You know what's funny? My friend Tina, this just happened the other day on the front yard when I got my legs waxed at the picnic. And if you'd missed that on Instagram, I'm so sorry. That must have felt weird to hear that, but it really happened and it was fine. It doesn't matter what stage her son is in. Yes. It's her favorite stage. Aww. And that is such a good perspective for me.
Yeah.
She loves every stage.
That's so sweet.
It just comes naturally to her. It's kind of infuriating, but it's fine.
Right.
The rest of us can get there if we try.
We could. She's naturally sweet. Spring break, I was like, no, because I work. Then I also work from home. And also my husband's super duper busy. So I'm like a chore factory, which is fine. That's just how we do things right now. But spring, then you add two kids that, you know, fight like kids. And I was like, oh, I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. Then I said, who cares? So I was like, well, I'm not working for Emily this week. I didn't tell you, but I didn't work on spring break. So sorry. We did something big every single day. I was like, I'm going for it. I'm going to be Superman and I'm going to try and enjoy it. And it was so fun.
That makes me tired just thinking about something.
Oh my gosh,
fun every day.
It was so tiring. I was exhausted. We went to the zoo. We went and mined for gems. We did all kinds of silly things, but why not? Because I want to love it, even if I don't love it. I want to make some memories, dang it.
Well, way to go. Way to go.
Thanks.
Well, okay, so in the last episode, we talked about peeps and how they make me want to vomit.
I totally forgot about this. Yes.
And what, to my wondering eyes, did appear... but miniature peeps on my front door steer. I couldn't make it rhyme. So you sent to my house these vile peeps, pancakes and syrup flavored.
Hey, you brought it up. And I said, if I can find them, We're going to try them. We got to try it.
So we have waited to try them till we could just do it both right now.
Right.
We're about to try them. My kids are dying. Every day they're like, can we please eat these peeps?
I know. Mine are excited too. And we said no.
No.
Absolutely not. So the segment is called Yum or Dumb.
Stash it or trash it.
I like that too.
I like that one too. Because if you love it, man, you stash it. We don't want to know about it.
That's true. You stash it either in the back of the refrigerator or at the highest tippy-tippy top cabinet behind the weird stuff.
The unsalted raw almonds.
That's right. Okay. What it could also be word or turd.
That's also a very good name.
You like that one?
Y'all okay. Write in and tell us what we should, because we're going to repeat this and try some stuff and see if we like it.
Yeah, we should try some different foods and stuff. So here's another one. It's a little Mary Poppins. Fantastic or bombastic?
Oh, like it's a bomb. It's gross.
No, bombastic. I looked it up.
What does it mean?
Is like, all fluff. Like too much talk, not a lot of action.
Oh, okay. So it's not worth the hype.
Right. So yum or dumb, stash or trash, word, turd, fantastic, bombastic.
I love stash it or trash it.
Okay.
But I'm open.
You're the boss.
Let everybody write in.
Okay. Let's open these bad boys.
All right. Oh my gosh. I am kind of excited, but I don't want to tell you that. I can't get in them.
I know. It's really hard.
Oh, my God. Whoa. The smell of maple.
Overpowering?
It is serious.
Or need more showering.
Okay. Not everything has to rhyme.
Okay. Woo. Yeah, that kicks you in the face.
So I've been kicked in the face by a maple tree.
Pancake I have never.
And maple flavored peeps. You've never
I
what?
Never noticed the shape of a peep. He's like.
It's like the turd emoji. If you think about
like
it.
Like the turd emoji. All right, we're going for it. It's not bad.
I want to hate it.
Yeah, I did too. I actually like the crunch of it.
I kind of like it.
What's happening?
It's not so marshmallowy, like chewy that you have to chew for days. I have not even been chewing for a full day yet.
Well, that was fun. Okay, so we decided it's yum. It's not dumb.
Not dumb.
We're going to stash these.
Okay, what is killing you softly?
I saw this thing, like the advertisements on Facebook.
Okay.
Bioe USA. How would you say this word? B-O-I-E. Boy.
I guess.
It is a body scrubber. I clicked on it, and now every single time I open Facebook or Instagram, that thing is blasting me in the face. Oh. And I feel like I'm going to break down and buy it.
Oh, so they've got your number. They know what's up.
How much are these people spending on advertising? Because it's crazy how much I see this thing. So if you see it, don't click on it. You'll never get it erased from your memory.
Well, according to some people, just the fact that we talked about it, now it's going to show up in my feed.
I believe that's true because I talked to mom the other day about buying some Birkenstocks and I did not Google anything and I'm getting Birkenstock advertisements. What's killing you softly?
Okay, unfortunately, I don't have one.
Great. Good job.
Okay, but I really am. Something's giving me so much life that I can't wait to tell you about it.
Okay.
I have always wanted a sleeve tattoo.
Just one sleeve?
Just one sleeve.
Okay.
And then I don't know what happened to my husband. I have had so many bad tattoo experiences that it seemed like a good idea never to get another one. We are on our anniversary trip. He took me to a fancy place in Dallas and he was like, listen, he started looking up tattoos for him. What?
Who is he? Oh my gosh. This guy.
Is he on a midlife crisis?
No, it's the full moon.
Oh my gosh. He's going to be naked on someone's couch. Anyway, so he started looking up tattoos for himself. And then he's like, listen, I'm not ready to get one. And I was like, yeah, I never thought you would get one ever.
Right.
I would love for you to have one. Anyway, and then he's like, but if you want to go get one, let's go do it. What?
Did you do it?
I didn't. And you know why?
Why?
I said, I don't want to make a decision like this impulsively. What? It's like we've switched places.
Transference. That's what that's called.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
But I said it with authority.
You did.
Did you believe it?
Yeah. But then you kind of looked at me like, is it? I saw that.
I don't trust this shady girl. That's really exciting.
So I'm looking at designing it, and I want to meet my
maker
healthy weight goals. No, I want to meet okay. my healthy weight goals that I've been trying to meet for 6 years. And okay. by trying, I mean hoping without right. any action. But in the meantime, I'm researching it and researching like an artist, and I'm going to get it drawn and then like pick who's going to do it and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
You're doing it. You are going to get tattoos on your arms.
If I ever meet my healthy weight goals,
okay.
I will reward myself with one sleeve tattoo.
One sleeve tattoo. What are your thoughts on when your kids want tattoos, sleeves?
Well, here's the deal. It's been a very major conversation in the house.
Yeah.
Lane has already, she started drawing horses on herself.
Right.
This is what I'm realizing about my kids. They are going to do whatever the age they want to do.
This is true.
I mean, like, both of our parents have tattoos.
Yes.
And we are not all tattooed up. I mean, you are and I am. Well, and Robbie is. We all have tattoos. And we're right. fine. We're fine people.
We're fine people.
They can get tattoos. I mean, yes. I'm not going to be like, guys, it's your 18th birthday. I'm going to take you to get a tattoo. You must.
We're all getting forehead tattoos. Okay. Here's what I think is a good rule. Do not get tattoos on your body that you can see until you have an established career.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because it might stop you from doing something that you want to do.
Yeah. So yours is hidden.
It's hidden.
And by the time I will probably, I mean, I think if I'm a nurse practitioner with a sleeve,
that's who cares?
All anybody's ever wanted is a nurse practitioner with a sleeve.
Exactly.
It means I understand you.
It means I've been through some stuff.
And you can tell me about your hard drug use. I've never.
I've been there too. Not. No. No, no, no.
So anyway, that's given me life is just thinking about doing it.
Right.
I've never thought about a tattoo. I've just gotten it and then thought about it and how I shouldn't have done it.
Right.
So I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, this is definitely something you should be thinking about first. And I'm excited that Eric's on board and now it's giving me life.
My goodness.
Wow.
So what about you? Okay. What's giving you life?
What is giving me life is the girls at my work, two of them on two different shifts. One of them was like, oh my gosh, you have kids? And I was like, yeah, girl. She's like, oh, I thought you were a lot younger than that. How old are you? And I was like, how old do you think I am? 22.
No.
22 years old. I was like, well,
you're my favorite.
Call a doctor. An eye doctor. And get those beepers checked out. But then another girl asked the same question. I said, oh, well, somebody else guessed yesterday. What do you think it is? She said 23.
What? What? Wow. Is it that collagen peptides?
It's the peptides.
Wow.
I don't know what it is. I think maybe it's just like really hazy in Starbucks. I don't know. They can't see very well.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
That makes me only 28.
Look at us. A couple of young bucks. Or does.
Yeah, I think let's be those.
Sorry about that. Okay. All right. Is that it for us?
Yeah, this has been super duper long. Sorry, Rachel.
Sorry. All right, guys.
Have a great week of struggling. Well, have perspective shifts and tell us about them. We want to hear it.
Do it.
Don't be naked on people's couches if they don't want you to be there. That's not cool, guys.
But if it's going to send you to Europe, get there.
Do it.
Okay.
Get there and stay there. All right. Now we can say goodbye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. We are Emily and Katie, chilling on MM's, turn us up to 80. We are fumbling through the farm, talking about life, getting good stuff done. Thanks to all the listeners, we're the struggling sisters. La 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 la. Struggling sisters.